WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios, about 10 degrees above where it was yesterday at this time. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Brazos County District Court jury took 4.5 hours yesterday to reach a guilty verdict in a murder trial. 41-year-old Sosimo Gonzalez of Bryan claimed the shooting of Andres Tula Penalosa more than 2 years ago was in self-defense. The jury also had the option of manslaughter in addition to not guilty. The jury begins the punishment phase this morning. No one was hurt from an electrical fire at a College Station apartment complex yesterday. Investigators found a nail rubbing up against electrical wiring in the exterior stud of wall of an upstairs apartment. The fire at the Gables on University Oaks was declared under control about 40 minutes after arriving. Next Thursday, the Bush Library and Museum holds a special event recognizing the 25th anniversary of the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Last week, the College Station City Council approved recommendations of what consultant Brian Schamberger called a master plan for accessibility.
Any new construction or alteration that the city makes, all those activities need to be barrier-free. And that's also from an architectural standpoint, the physical environment, but also from the communication standpoint as well. It's important to understand that every facility that you own and operate does not have to be entirely barrier-free, but if you do offer any programs and services within those facilities, they have to be accessible, so it has to be some access to all of those programs.
As for next Thursday's event at the Bush Library, you're invited to listen to a panel discussion featuring speakers involved in the drafting of the ADA, which was enacted by President Bush in 1990. There's no admission charge, but reservations are requested by contacting the library. The Bryan City Council learned this week curbside recycling is available for residents by a private business. That was revealed by City Manager Keene Register in response to a request from Councilman Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena.
A subscription-based, they currently have over 100 accounts, and I believe their charges are around $15 a month to provide that service.
Earlier this month, the College Station Council approved going citywide with a pilot project giving residents the option of filling bins with unsorted recyclables at no additional charge. Bryan does have a recycling center near the Briarcrest Walmart that's open daily. Look for oil prices in Texas and nationally to decrease again. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that will happen as the result of a new budget bill, which will sell oil held in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
We've got the federal government dumping oil on the market. It depresses prices, and that continues to make life rough for our energy industry that's already struggling. The second thing is it means that the federal government will get less for the oil than it paid for it on average, and so it actually loses money on every barrel of oil.
Flores, who is a retired energy industry executive, says the sell-off will affect prices for about 6 months. Texas Obamacare customers will see premium increases of about 5% when open enrollment begins this weekend. 80% of Texans who buy insurance through healthcare.gov will be able to get it for less than $100 a month after tax credits. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 69 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30 or any.
Tornado watch number 523, effective until noon Central Daylight Time. This watch includes the following counties in Texas: Austin, Brazos, Burleson, and Washington. Remember, a tornado watch means that conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail and damaging winds, and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
We just thought you needed that to wake up. I mean, nothing like that annoying tone that seems to go on for at least 3.5 minutes.
And usually ends with, if this were an actual emergency.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah. Fortunately, it was not a test.
Yes.
So, again, if you could detect the fever, we have a tornado watch in effect, including Brazos County, until noon today. We'll keep you posted at 6:11.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
All right, let's do a weather thing then. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by, see them yourself. That's at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or go to actionsportstx.com.
Looks like we've got some rain in the forecast with South Carolina tomorrow in town. It's going to be definitely tough during the first part of the game weather-wise. For today, cloudy and breezy. Some showers and thunderstorms will be developing. High 75 to 80. They come in for the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms night, they could be strong, 65 to 70. Showers and storms should move out tomorrow afternoon, high 75 to 80. We're partly to mostly sunny Sunday, high Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit as the high school football kicked off last night due to the inclement weather that we were just talking about here a minute ago. We'll have all that with an upset, actually fairly substantial upset in high school football. Aggie football gearing up for South Carolina. Johnny Manziel, unfortunately, in the news again. And A&M announces their SEC schedule for next year. All that and more coming up in sports, and we'll do it for you about 6:50.
In what sport?
Football.
Oh, you didn't say that.
I thought it was inferred as my
no
as my
hell
fault.
No. I thought because I've been waiting on the golf schedule. You know?
You are such a fibber.
Anyway, it's
such
a fibber. So the if you look at the watch box for this, we're on the and I'm not a weatherman. I don't pretend to be. Okay, but if you have a look at the counties that are involved, we're kind of on the edge of it, which means later rather than sooner when it comes to the weather, if this stuff is supposed to move through. Because, I mean, we're talking Blanco, Bandera, Gonzales, Carnes, Travis, Williamson, you know, they're over on the other side. So we're on the eastern edge of this stuff, if you will.
It was unusually still this morning.
Well, you know, and again, as Patrick mentioned, it's a heck of a lot warmer today.
Yeah.
Or not as cool as it was yesterday. And I think it's supposed to really be kind of cool again. From a standpoint of the radar, this is a pretty substantial system. Actually, it's kind of two globs of rain. One goes well up into Oklahoma, down to the Metroplex. Then there's just a thin band of fairly heavy rain that is from that area down to Waco. And then from Waco, probably going down to San Antonio, there's another large glob of rain. When I say that, it's probably about 70 miles wide. So those two things are out there. But it looks to me like the very impressive Aggie Dome may split this giant.
Certainly wouldn't be the first time.
No, it wouldn't. Anyway, but if you're traveling, none of this is to the east of us. It's all to the west and the northwest of us. So if you're going to be driving, for instance, if you're going to Austin, you'll hit it about dime box, and it's really heavy in Austin. Austin's getting hammered pretty heavily right now down in Wimberley and that area, and San Antonio may be getting the heaviest rain in the state. So that's what we got going on right now as far as the radar is concerned. So it's probably more information you needed to know, but some people might want to know that much information. In the meantime, we're supposed to do something humorous and thought-provoking right now. Is that right?
Typically, yeah.
Humorous, yes. Okay. Thought-provoking.
A French court has ordered the reviewer of a restaurant to pay $8,200 in damages for the bad review. The reviewer wrote the remarks on a site similar to Yelp 5 days before the new restaurant had even opened. The reviewer wrote that the unopened restaurant was, quote, very overrated, with very little on the plate. The French judge says negative reviews normally are okay, but you can't really be doing that before the restaurant opens up, which is, I'd say, fair.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good morning. A good
small
morning
portions.
That, well, okay. Yeah.
Time together. We got a lot of
info.
Nation.
But we're doing overrated already? I don't think we can do that. Just saying.
Didn't live up to the hype?
Yeah, could be. But $8,200, that'll learn them.
Yeah. Overpriced.
Yeah. What, the fine? Yeah. Okay.
All of the above.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
There you are. It's day 303 of the year. That means we got 62 of them to go. It's Friday, October the 30th. It's Frankenstein Friday. Okay. Guess that has to do with it being near Halloween. Ooh, huh. It's Mischief Night or Devil's Night. Now, remember, this used to be a deal in Detroit.
Yeah, they used to set a bunch of stuff on fire.
And, well, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see. It's a thing there. You know, in some ways, that could probably help with urban renewal. Just say if they'd mark the building. Haunted Refrigerator Night. Okay.
I'm sorry?
Haunted Refrigerator Night. Had no idea. It's a checklist day. All right.
Check
that one off.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Oh, shudder as I read this silently. It's Candy Corn Day, so there you are. Yeah. All right, birthday.
Thankfully, it's just a day.
Yeah.
Ivanka Trump is 34 years old. That's Donald's daughter.
Oh, good.
Sarah Carter from Falling Skies is 35. Matthew Morrison, 37, from Glee. Neil Long from Big Mama's House is 45. Gavin Rosdale, who worked with Gwen Stefani in No Doubt, 50. Kevin Pollak, who's very, very funny, 58. T. Graham Brown, 61 today. Harry Hamlin from L.A. Law, 64. Fonzie, Henry Winkler, is 70.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey. Well, he plays that lawyer in Arrested Development,
mm-hmm.
too.
He does.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. And quite well. Yes, he does.
And he was in The Waterboy, which is very funny.
Yeah.
Otis Williams, 74 years old, from The Temptations. And Grace Slick, Jefferson Airplane, Starship, etc.
Yeah.
76 years old.
Wow, okay. On a Saturday, it's a magic day. It's UNICEF Day. Of course, it's Halloween. It's National Joke Day. Caramel Apple Day. Yeah, we've already talked about that. Books for Treats, that's pretty good. Carve a Pumpkin Day. It's a little late, isn't it?
A little.
Maybe. And Increase Your Psychic Powers Day. All right, birthdays up.
I'm going to do the birthdays now.
Okay.
Willow Smith is 15 and crazier than anybody. Eddie K. Thomas is 35 from the American Pie movies. Piper Perabo is 39 from Covert Affairs. Lynn Berggren is 45 from Ace of Base. Vanilla Ice is 48.
Ice. Okay.
Yeah. Adam Horowitz, King Ad Rock from the Beastie Boys, 49. Daryl Worley, country singer's 51. Rob Schneider's 52. Dumit Maruni is 52. Peter Jackson's 54 from the Lord of the Rings. He's directed all of them. Uh-huh. Larry Mullen, the guy that's the drummer for U2, is 54. Xavier Roberts is 60. That's the guy that invented the Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Oh, not bad.
He's doing pretty well.
I think so.
Jane Pauley, 65.
Oh, my. Yeah.
David Ogden Stiers is 73. Charles Emerson Winchester III from MASH. Dan Rather's 84.
Wow.
Dick Guthrie, the guy that played Jaime the Robot in Get Smart's 84. Mm-hmm. The guy that stayed in the spaceship while folks walked on the moon for the first time, Michael Collins, is 85.
Drew the short straw.
And to give every man a reason to cry once a year when the movie comes on, Brian Piccolo would have had a birthday today.
Lee Grant, 89. She's an actress, and Deidre Hall is 68. On Sunday, of course, it's All Hallows Day. Deep fried clams day. Eat them while they're warm.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yep.
Ooh, World Vegan Day.
Nope.
Be awesome. Let's see. And then, of course, it's a new month, and so it's Banana Pudding Lovers Month. It's Peanut Butter Lovers Month. It's National Role Models Month. Lots of stuff like that. And birthdays.
Max Buckhalter, 18 years old, from Parenthood, and he was also in The Purge. Penn Bradley is 29, from Gossip Girls. Natalia Tina, mm-hmm. Game of Thrones, Soap Opera Swords, is 31. Matt Jones is 34 years old from Breaking Bad. Bo Bice, the Southern rock singer that won season 4 of American Idol and then disappeared as 40. Jenny McCarthy is having a birthday.
Okay.
Doesn't have her age.
Okay.
Toni Collette is 43 from the United States of Terror. Sophie B. Hawkins, one hit wonder from the 90s, is 51. Big Kenny Alfin is 52 from Big and Rich. Rick Allen from Def Leppard's 52. That's the one-armed drummer. Anthony Kiedis, lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, is 53. Tim Cook, guy that runs Apple, 55 years old. Fernando Valenzuela, youngest guy ever, rookie to win MVP and get the Cy Young, 55 years old. Lyle Lovett, he's Aggie.
Be here next week.
Yep, 58 years old. Bobby the Brain Heenan from the WWE is 71. And Larry Flint, 73. Whispering Bill Anderson, country legend.
107?
He's only 78.
Really?
I literally, I checked two sources on it because I'm like, he's been 78 forever.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Gary Player.
Oh.
Still in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
He's 80 years old.
Nope. He's older than Whispering Bill.
Really? There you are.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we all watched the abusively biased CNBC debate. Here's my prediction. That long after these debates are forgotten, this is going to be remembered as the moment in which television, cable, news networks, and more generally the press, are exposed as nothing but a wasteland, as abusively biased, obnoxious, shallow, narcissistic journalists who are committed not to truth, but to bringing all things conservative down. And I think this will go down in history as one of the worst nights ever for the press. I told you in 2008, journalism died in Boulder, Colorado, because of CNBC. Journalism is now buried.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you've heard the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel leaves breadcrumbs on a trail so that they can find their way back home. Well, that's what you do if, for example, you use a public Wi-Fi, or you shop online, or you give out your Social Security number at your doctor's office or at the bank. You're leaving little breadcrumbs on a trail for some identity thief to steal your identity and take everything you own. Now, at LifeLock, they use proprietary technology to detect the signs that someone has picked up the breadcrumbs and trying to steal what's yours. Now, you may think you have free credit monitoring, but guess what? They don't do what LifeLock does. Now, at LifeLock, they're going to keep your identity, your good name, and credit in check, watch out for your retirement, do all of these things in this day and age where an identity theft happens every 2 seconds, and these plans start at only $9.99 a month. Go to LifeLock.com right now. Use the promo code Hannity. You save 10% on your membership. Or you can call, mention my name, 800-440-4836, 1-800-440-4836. 1-800-440-4836 for LifeLock.com.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Your Money Now. The government will stay open and the bills will get paid under legislation given final approval by the Senate early today. The deal had been struck between Republican congressional leaders and Democrats. It was approved 64-35, but GOP presidential candidate Ted Cruz of Texas was one of those voting no.
A lame duck Speaker of the House cutting a deal with a lame duck president to add $85 billion in our national debt and to give away any and all leverage for the remainder of the Obama administration.
Congressional leaders were intent on steering away from the brinksmanship and shutdown threats that have haunted them for years and which could have been major issues for the 2016 election campaign. And futures are up across the board after stocks were down yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials were down 23 points, finishing at 17,755. The NASDAQ lost 21 points. The S&P 500 was off one. And that's your Money Now.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel, and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch, another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves, just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Things are likely to be a little topsy-turvy as we get ready for Halloween because of the weather. Things are going to be not what we're used to. So if you're letting your kids go trick-or-treating with friends this year, here are a few smartphone apps that could help keep them safe. Now, they'll have to have a phone with them, but a lot of kids, at least now, have phones, right? Even if you're going trick-or-treating with them, you might want these in case you get separated, again, because of the weird weather and everything else. One is called Family Locator. It uses GPS on the phone, so you know exactly where they are in real time. You just log on with your phone, and it pulls up a map. Or if you need, they can press SOS, and it will send you their location. There's one called the Red Panic Button, basically like the SOS button, but it's simpler, so it's easy for especially the little kids. All they have to do is push a big red button and it automatically sends you a text with a large link to a map that shows where they're at. And you can put multiple people on the contact list, so if more than one person gets it, more than one person could go help try and find them. And finally, this one's really pretty cool. Life 360. Again, you can see where they are on the map in real time, and they can message you if there's a problem. But the cool part is you can set boundaries, so just your neighborhood is outlined. If the kid goes outside the boundary and crosses that line, you'll get an alert saying they've gone where they're not supposed to go. Hope that helped. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. You can find more online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com because they do a ton of stuff. I was just in there watching them make two rings into one. So it would be like nothing anybody'd seen before. This woman had taken one piece of jewelry and was turning it into something else, which was really pretty cool. And if you've received jewelry maybe in an inheritance or maybe it was a present that you decided you didn't really want anymore, you can do that at David's Jewelry and Coin. He'll trade with you or you can buy something. Go down and see him in person. It's worth the trip just to see some of the neat stuff he's got in there. He's on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Hey there, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Tornado watch is in effect until noon today. A lot of this stuff is off to our west. There is some rain who'll be marching through here today. Later on, we know that. So anyhow, what they're saying is most of it will be after 1 o'clock as far as the rain is concerned. But again, if you are traveling west, know that. Winds could gust up to 30 miles an hour this afternoon. Then tonight, showers and thunderstorms, and some of those storms could produce heavy rain with a low temperature around 70, and our chance of rain will be 80%. As far as Saturday is concerned, showers and thunderstorms likely probably before 1 o'clock. Some of the storms could produce some heavy rain there. And again, looking at a 70% chance of showers with a high near 80. Then we start getting into some normalcy again. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s with sunshine starting on Sunday. Low temperatures will be in the middle 60s. Right now, winds are out of the east at 9. 90% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 70.
If you have junk food in the house, what's the difference between having it tucked away in a cupboard or leaving it out on the counter? A big difference. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Meet Lawrence. He's making serious money on his own schedule driving with Uber.
With Uber, you can write your own paycheck. If you want to go out and make $20 a day, you can. If you want to go out and make $500 a day, it's up to you. You sign up, and you start earning money right away. Right away, like the next day. Turn it off when you want to make money, you turn it off when you don't. It's just that simple. What are you waiting for?
Thanks, Lawrence. To start making great money with your car, sign up to drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
In many households, the traditional family dinner around the dining room table is almost extinct. And believe it or not, that can actually cause weight gain.
The biggest predictor of people being really thin is no TV, you eat at a table, and everybody stays seated until the meal's over.
Brian Wansink of the Cornell University Food and Brand Lab and author of the book Slim by Design says another fascinating finding in his research is that simply having food out on the counter can cause weight gain. Brian did a study.
We went into about 210 households in the United States, and we photographed every single piece of food that was visible in the kitchen, and we weighed people. One thing we found was that if there's soft drinks sitting anywhere in the kitchen, people on average weigh about 25 pounds more than the neighbor who has no soft drinks sitting out.
And having breakfast cereal out in the kitchen is also trouble.
Sitting on the counter, sitting on a table, on average, they weighed about 21 pounds more than their neighbor who didn't. And I think it's a powerful demonstration of how simply, if you see food, you eat food. Because we find if people have crackers or cookies, they weigh on average about 10 pounds more than the people who don't. And if they have a fruit bowl sitting out, they weigh about 13 pounds less than their neighbor who doesn't have any fruit.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32, 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. The idea of the city of Bryan to add a curbside recycling program for residential customers is on hold. That's because the council learned this week from Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker that a private business has a city permit offering that service.
We have a permit. We offer
a permit. Okay. All right.
The city of College Station, on the other hand, actually contracts for the service. Okay. It's two different animals.
So it's up to them to market and to let the citizenry know. And
correct.
City Manager Keene Register responded to Mayor Jason Byinski's comment that some on the council did not know about the private business.
So should the city maybe work with them?
So we can do some
help?
Public service advertising. No, we can't. But we'll figure out a way to help get the word out.
Register said the private business currently serves more than 100 customers who pay about $15 a month. In College Station, the city council earlier this month approved going citywide with an expanded residential recycling program at no additional charge. Bryan does have a recycling center near the Briarcrest Walmart that is open daily. On the 25th anniversary year of the Americans with Disability Act, the College Station City Council adopted what was described as a master plan for accessibility. That followed 9 months of meetings with all city departments and public input. Consultant Brian Schamberger says the city still has to, among other things, hire an ADA coordinator and establish a procedure to handle complaints.
And that needs to be something if someone files a complaint or a grievance with the city, or maybe it's just a comment, that process be consistent. You know, if they talk to someone out in the field, well, they think they've talked to someone at the city, and that's the way they file their grievance. But everyone in the city needs to know, well, who is the ADA coordinator? If you have a problem or if you have an issue, this is the person you need to talk to, and that process needs to be consistent. It also allows the city to be able to respond, and maybe that person can actually file an appeal if they don't agree with what was decided on.
The council's action comes on the eve of a program the Bush Library and Museum is holding on the ADA anniversary. You're invited to watch a panel discussion next Thursday evening featuring speakers who helped draft the ADA, which was signed by the president in 1990. Contact the library to make a reservation. There is no admission charge. Brazos County District Court jury has decided it was murder and not self-defense from a shooting in the parking lot of a Bryan apartment complex just over 2 years ago. The jury took 4.5 hours yesterday to convict 41-year-old Sosimo Gonzalez in the death of Andres Tula Penalosa. According to the arrest report, the two men had exchanged words at a College Station nightclub before the shooting. The jury starts hearing evidence in the punishment phase this morning. Video of the May 17th Waco biker shootout is now public. The video shows men with vests that say Cossacks inside the Twin Peaks restaurant, first looking outside, then ducking for cover. Attorney Adam Raposa, who represents one of the bikers, says the video shows an ambush.
There were some members of the Cossack Motorcycle Club who were laying in wait, and that the banditos were ambushed.
Waco police say they didn't release the video and say whoever did could face prosecution. The Chief Justice of the Texas Supreme Court has paid $1,000 to settle a 7-year-old ethics fine, but the settlement is not considered an admission of guilt.
It was a $29,000 ethics fine that Heck dodged. In 2008, the Texas Ethics Commission found him guilty of violating the election's code on contributions.
Justice Heck improperly accepted a discount on legal fees that amounted to campaign contribution that was in excess of the legal limits for judicial campaign contributions.
Alex Winslow of Texas Watch filed the original complaint. Heck's problems began when he was reprimanded back in 2006 for endorsing longtime friend Harriet Myers for the U.S. Supreme Court.
And then there followed a question about whether I paid my lawyers enough money in that process.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A two-story apartment building in College Station was evacuated from a fire yesterday. College Station Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Mumford says the fire at the Gables Apartments on University Oaks was caused by a nail rubbing up against electrical wiring in the exterior stud wall of an upstairs apartment. No residents or firefighters were injured. There was fire damage to one unit, resulting in the relocation of that resident. An undetermined number of occupants living in other units were also moved. The recently passed federal budget bill that increases the debt ceiling will also lower oil prices. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who is a retired energy industry executive, says the federal government dumping oil held in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve will depress prices in a market that's already struggling.
I do not like and I oppose using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as a piggy bank to be raided every time somebody turns around and needs some extra money to pay for some gimmick in the federal government.
And Flores says the only good thing is the sell-off will be short-lived.
6 months at the most. It won't take too long to release the amount of oil from the reserves that they're talking about.
And Flores says the government will be losing money because it will be selling for less than what it paid for on average. Texas Obamacare customers will see premium increases of about 5% when open enrollment begins this weekend. That's lower than Obamacare price hikes nationwide or the average increase being paid by people who get their coverage through their employer. Lance Lunsford of the Texas Hospital Association says that's because with our high rate of uninsured, that means we have the most people signing up.
When you increase the access to health insurance, you so too bring down the cost of care, and that helps everyone.
80% of Texans who buy insurance through healthcare.gov will be able to get it for less than $100 a month after tax credits. WTAW News Time is 6:38 at 69 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For millions of Texans, it's a way of life. Hunting and fishing are part of what makes Texas, Texas. A proud tradition we've cherished for generations. A God-given right we can never take for granted. But because anti-hunting and fishing groups are scheming to infringe on our right, our heritage is at stake. Our economy, too. Nearly 3 million Texans exercise their right to hunt and fish, spending billions of dollars every year, a big boost to our economy. Keep Texas strong and free by voting yes on Proposition 6. Proposition 6 guarantees the right to hunt and fish in our state constitution. Yes on Proposition 6. Vote early if you can. The early voting period has already begun and runs through Friday, October 30th. Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd. Yes on Proposition 6. Political ad paid for by Texans United for Hunting and Fishing Rights, PAC.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. For license number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend through November 29th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 50-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Aggie Auctioneers David Coleman and Tom Patterson invite you to their third annual Fall Truck and Equipment Auction, 10 a.m. Friday, October 30th at the Brazos County Expo Center. Equipment trade-ins, rental units, and inventory liquidations up for sale. List updated daily at capauctions.com. Trucks, tractors, dozers, skid steers, and ATVs. Get what you need. For more info or to consign your quality equipment, call 571-2125 or click capauctions.com. Texas Auctioneer License Number 13489.
Good morning. It's 6:41. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. Two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy and breezy for today. Some showers and thunderstorms will be developing as the day goes on. High 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some of those thunderstorms may be strong. Lows overnight 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tomorrow afternoon. High temperatures 75 to 80, becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Sunday is the sunnier of the two weekend days. High Sunday, 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with high school football kicking off yesterday due to the inclement weather that we're expecting any time now. A&M releases their SEC football schedule, and we'll have an update, by the way, on A&M and the Gamecocks. More news on Johnny Manziel's trouble in Cleveland, and more coming up in sports at about 6:50.
Caldwell, Hearn, Franklin all getting some light rain right now. Again, if you're going to be traveling west, you're going to hit it without a doubt, and there's fairly significant rain in Austin and then down southwest of Austin, Wimberley, Blanco, that kind of area, San Marcos. And San Antonio probably getting the heaviest rain in the state right now. And the general movement of that does seem to indicate that it will be passing through Bryan College Station and the heavy stuff, I don't know, maybe before 10 o'clock this morning. So we'll see. That's the leading edge of this, and I guess there's probably more to be had out there. And also, if you're traveling up toward the Metroplex, they've got some fairly significant showers up there. But right now, anything to the east, if you're headed to the Gulf Coast, there's nothing there as it stands.
Go fast.
Yeah, that's right. Get ahead of it. It'll be fine. So, Ted Cruz doing pretty well here again after he, I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he said, you know, when Cruz made that comment, it's like they all banded together and suddenly went, well, the exception of Jeb Bush, who seemed to be someplace else. But
yeah, that's a very accurate explanation.
But it's like they locked arms and said, you know, no. You know, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, yeah, kind of thing. And so, as a result, Ted Cruz, $1.1 million raised since the debate. Even though he doesn't have the poll numbers, Cruz's campaign earlier this month reported they've raised more than $12 million during the third quarter of the year and has raised more than $26 million since launching his White House campaign. We'll have I got a couple of cuts on him in just a minute, but you know, it's interesting that that just that one thing that he did has now kind of changed the way things will be, apparently. The Republican candidates' campaigns, some of the campaigns are going to get together. I don't know why they've got Lindsey Graham and Bobby Jindal in there, but Ben Carson, Donald Trump's campaigns, along with Marco Rubio and Rand Paul, said that they will participate, and Carly Fiorina, they will participate in a meeting without representatives of the Republican National Committee.
Oh.
Ooh.
They will get together themselves and talk a little bit about that. And Carl Cameron floated, has a story on the idea that really was floated by Carson about maybe what these debates should look like in the future.
The morning after a debate pockmarked by candidate criticism of the moderators for biased questions, Ben Carson, the current frontrunner in national and Iowa polls, said he's contacting the rest of the GOP field to put pressure on the Republican National Committee to change the format in order to let candidates actually say what they think.
Maybe an opportunity to be able to lay out your plan for something
and then be questioned about it. And then go to the next one, have them lay theirs out, and then be questioned about it. Now, that's something that would be actually useful.
In Lakewood, Colorado, Carl Cameron, Fox News Radio.
And I think that makes sense.
Yes. Mm.
I mean, I like that idea. You give them, you know, rather than try to come up with some cute little question, rather than look at the clock, let's give them time, as long as they are making good progress and giving us information, to let them talk.
Well, and you and I talked about it just for a minute off the air. At what point does the Republican Party go, no, we're going to look at the questions before you ask them, because this is just stupid.
This is knowing that you would get an opportunity to actually flesh things out might be something different.
Well, and I like the idea of being challenged by people who wouldn't vote for you necessarily.
Okay.
But tell me, when are the Democrats going on the Fox News channel to have their debate?
Yep, exactly right. One of the things we didn't play yesterday from the debate was something that Marco Rubio had said, which was kind of cool.
Okay. You know, the Democrats have the ultimate super PAC. It's called the mainstream media. Who every single day. And I'll tell you why. Last week, Hillary Clinton went before a committee. She admitted she had sent emails to her family saying, hey, this attack in Benghazi was caused by al-Qaeda-like elements. She spent over a week telling the families of those victims and the American people that it was because of a video. And yet the mainstream media is going around saying it was the greatest week in Hillary Clinton's campaign. It was the week she got exposed as a liar.
Pretty good stuff there.
Yeah.
Pretty, wow. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, this isn't new to a lot of us talking and listening, but it's I think what's new is hearing someone of consequence say it, someone who's in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
say that, yes, this is happening to us.
And I hope that gives you an opportunity to shine the light out there and say that's the way things really are, because we've been saying it for a long, long time. And I don't know if it's too soon. Maybe people aren't paying attention. I'm not sure when the vast majority of people start paying attention, but the fact that he did roll it out there so that people could understand the emperor has no clothes, then maybe we can do that. Ted Cruz was on yesterday, I think the Bill O'Reilly show, and he was able to talk about some of the things that have really worked for him, because if everybody wants to be against Washington, I mean, he really has tried to fight the system.
Everything.
I mean, it's to the point where, you know, they try to marginalize him in the Senate. But he is in there, and he's pointing at him saying, we are the problem. This man, Mitch McConnell, lied to me. He is part of the problem. And instead, they, you know, want to try to squash him with it.
Well, yeah, because he said he was a liar, when decorum says we shouldn't say things like that.
Right. So, and then just a little side on the, you know, not important, but kind of interesting. Kevin comes up to me after the show and has an amazing fact about Carly Fiorina's dad.
I'd never found it for sure.
It's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Carly Fiorina's dad is from Calvert.
He was born in Calvert. And apparently she has made a trip to Calvert. Not recently, but at some point she...
To visit the ancestral home?
Exactly.
No, to refill the printer ink.
Meet Fred, world's leading excuse maker.
That's me.
He's been late for work 5 days in a row. His excuses?
Someone stole my steering wheel, my cat had a root canal, my cousin's houseboat sank, and I had to feed my neighbor's ferret.
So what's his excuse for not going to AggielandHelpWanted.com? He knows he'll find a terrific new job from a great local employer.
Yeah.
It's free. There are more local job postings than anywhere else, and applying for jobs is even easier than ever before.
Well, yeah.
So, champ?
I was abducted by aliens.
Uh-huh. There's no excuse. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com today. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 31st, learn all about soil sampling and interpreting results. No other class could help you learn more about your soil and how to make it better. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
As flashy as flowers are, there are some absolutely glorious plants that never produce even one showy blossom. We grow them for their incredible leaves. In fact, there are gardeners among us who use absolutely no flowers at all. They rely totally on the subtle beauty these handsome foliage plants bring to their surroundings. In recognition of the great contributions of fine landscapes, we're going to devote a couple of minutes of tribute to heroic plants of all seasons' spectacular foliage. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. Let's start our talk today with plants with colorful foliage all season long. These plants fall into several different categories. Some are woody plants. Others are annuals or perennials. Some have variegated leaves marked with stripes and streaks and speckles. Speaking to the variegated plants, some have red or pink variegation. Most, however, are mottled with either yellow or white markings. Common examples: gold dust akuba, variegated privet, variegated liriope, zebra grass, and caladiums. Variegated plants are visually very striking. However, they can also be overpowering. That's especially true of the white and yellow variegated forms, so use them in moderation and position them against the dark green evergreen backdrops. Remember also that iron deficiency leaves its victim plants looking about the same way. You may end up creating a perfectly healthy bed of plants that look like they're about to starve to death. Be very careful in using brightly variegated yellow and white plants. Other plants have leaves that are a variation of green. They're not two-toned, but they're also not normal green. Texas sage, artemisias, purple plums, forest pansy redbuds, some of the Japanese maples, and red-leaf barberries all fit into the category. Again, these plants are handsome, but they can also be overpowering if used in excess. Use them with taste and moderation. Also, as a precaution with gray-leafed plants, move carefully there. They look wonderful in the garden center, but they can make a garden seem very cold and unfriendly. Use them as dramatic accents, not as the entire landscape. Then you have plants with seasonally colorful foliage. This primarily addresses fall foliage color. Some of the trees and shrubs turn red, like Schumard red oak, Japanese maples, crepe myrtles, Chinese pistachio, sweet gums, and dogwoods. Others turn brilliant yellows, like ginkgos, pomegranate, ash, and many maples. These plants are always in keeping anywhere in your garden, and they can be beautiful. Other plants develop their prime seasonal color over the winter, like purple winter creeper euonymus. Then you have plants that have coarse textured leaves and fine textured leaves. You can develop an entire landscape just using the texture of the leaves. Leaves are a lot of fun. Spectacular foliage. That's what we've talked about. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Fall is the best time of year for camping. It's also the best time of the year to save thousands at the fall clearance sale at RV Station Bryan.
Get massive savings on every camper in stock.
Get a new Keystone Hideout 25 RKS.
Just $234 a month.
How about a new Keystone Alpine 3720?
Take over $40,000 off list.
A low payment is important, right?
Yes, it is.
At the fall clearance event, RV Station Bryan will have banks and finance companies with ultra-low interest rates with approved credit.
We have millions to lend.
As always, at RV Station Bryan, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Rush to the fall clearance event at RV Station Bryan, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, online, rvstation.com. Keystone number 3285, sale price $19,995, 144 months, 7.99 APR plus TTNL, WAC. Alpine number 2833.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:54. It is week 10 of high school football season, and it was moved up a little due to the impending weather. A&M Consolidated rattled off two touchdowns before the half, and Mason Hickson capped the scoring as he floated a 12-yard touchdown to Kenan Williams and gave Consol 14 points in 27 seconds on the way to a convincing 59-19 win over Rutter. Bryan pulled out all the stops against College Station, and it worked. After Angel Kawaranga's field goal, he pulled the perfect onside kick to Jaquita Thomas, and the Vikes went on to upset the Cougs 27-17. Navasota Rattlers, they'll play Houston Wheatley tomorrow. That will happen at 1 o'clock. Buffalo had the week off. St. Joseph's actually got a walk over Bay Area Christian. They forfeited. And to see more on your favorite team, head on over to BrazosFootball.com. Aggie football is back in the saddle this Saturday as they host South Carolina and the Gamecocks, with the Aggies offense struggling the past two games. The team has reopened the competition at quarterback. Here's offensive coordinator Jake Spavital on the battle.
You know, all three of them were, they're upbeat. They're running around. You know, they're executing, you know, for Monday practice. It was the best execution we've had because, you know, there's a lot on the line right here. And you know, I thought all three of have approached it great, you know, and I'm looking forward to see how this outcome ends.
A starter should be announced later on today. Kickoff against the Gamecocks slated for 11. The Fan Zone with Tom and Scott gets underway at 8 on WTAW. Oh, and by the way, the SEC has announced the 2016 Aggie football schedule. The Aggies will open up against UCLA at home September the 3rd. They'll kick off the SEC portion of the schedule against Auburn in Auburn on September 17th. They'll wrap up the year against LSU on Thanksgiving Day. And to check out the full schedule, head on over to WTAW.com. A&M Soccer in Missouri played to a 1-1 tie through 110 minutes of action to wrap up the regular season finale. Their draw prevented Missouri from claiming a share of the regular season title as Florida claimed the outright crown. The Aggies return to action Wednesday, November the 4th, when they play number 3 seed Ole Miss in the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament at Orange Beach, Alabama. First touch scheduled for 2:35. In NCAA football action, Trevon Boykin passed for 388 yards and 3 touchdowns as number 5 TCU toppled West Virginia 40-10. In the pros, the New England Patriots remain one of the NFL's 5 unbeaten teams, improving to 7-0 as they routed Miami 36-7. Here's former Aggie quarterback Ryan Tannehill following the loss.
You don't want to be down, but I felt like we went out and scored. We accomplished what we wanted to get accomplished, and then got the ball back, and we're moving the ball again, and then didn't convert on a 3rd and short. So, you know, got to be able to create and get first downs on those.
An NFL spokesman said Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel's recent domestic incident remains, quote, under review. Manziel was interviewed at the team's complex yesterday by the investigator looking into whether he violated the league's personal conduct policy during an October 12th argument with his girlfriend. League spokesman Brian McCarthy says, quote, no decision has been made, end quote, on Manziel, who was not arrested after being questioned by police in Ohio. Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randle is taking time away from the team to deal with an unspecified personal issue. While already ruled out of Sunday's game against Seattle with a back injury, Jason Garrett declined to discuss specifics of Randle's absence.
Joe he practiced for a little bit yesterday because of the oblique strain. We just wanted him to get out there and work a little bit with the rehab guys on the side just to see how he felt. And then after that, he had to leave the building because he had to take care of a personal issue.
He was excused to leave?
Yes. He was here briefly this morning.
Randle is under investigation by the NFL for a possible violation of its personal conduct policy as well, following a domestic dispute in which he, too, was not charged. In the NHL, Jamie Benn scored an overtime winner, and the Stars toppled the Vancouver Canucks 4-3, taking their record to 8-2, which ties the best start in Dallas Stars history. And finally, in the NBA, the Los Angeles Clippers rolled over the Dallas Mavericks 104-88. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Attention parents with special needs children. Power Sports is now offering a special needs competitive cheerleading team, and it's completely free. Power Sports' new special needs program is a great way to get your child involved in activities which will help them improve on motor skills, communication, team building exercises, and more. For more information on the Power Sports special needs program, call Power Sports at 979-776-0018. Or check them out on the web at powersportskids.com.
Tornado watch in effect, including Brazos County. That'll be until noon today. Look for a high temperature today, about, I don't know, maybe 79 or so. 60% chance of showers, 80% tonight, 70% tomorrow, probably ending by about 2 o'clock All the rain seems to be marching our way. It's probably right in the Hearn area. And if you're doing any traveling west, watch out. WTAW.